So, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat what? What will you eat? The good of the land. So the prodigal son got out of the golden corral.
Yes.
A corral, I'll tell you one more time, is where the animals go. They call it the corral. He said, what am I doing eating the food that the animals eat?
Amen.
Hello? Why am I eating the food the animals eat?
Amen.
He had to come to himself.
Oh, yes.
Amen. That's what serving God is about. Faith is not a substitute for common sense.
Amen.
Now, I'll tell you one more time. Faith is not a substitute for common sense.
Amen.
Amen. So while he was there taking care of the swine, he said, what am I doing here?
Amen.
What are you doing? Let the devil lie to you. The Bible says in Genesis 1:26, God said, I like it when it says God said. God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God said it. Image and likeness. So today the churches have the image, but they don't have the likeness. I said they have the image, but they do not have the likeness. Do you understand? They have an image before them. It's like when you have a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Hello? You're living under an illusion. And then when you get married, you find out their acts, and you find out that the way they were before you got married was an illusion. Hello, church? That's a lot of people having serving God. They got an illusion. Amen. Because they haven't been taught God's ways. They haven't been taught God's word. It says in Psalms 103 that Moses knew God's ways. Get that for us in Psalms 103. Start with the first verse, Kevin. That Moses knew God's ways. Amen. But the children of Israel, all they knew were God's acts. Didn't know the ways of the Lord. When you find out God's ways and you come to yourself, God will change your diet. I said he'll change your diet. God will turn it around. And you say hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So many living under an illusion. All right? Wow, I'm going to be happy the rest of my life. If you're looking for a person to make you happy, you better get to Jesus.
Amen.
There's only one person that can change things in your life, because he gives you what a person, a man or a woman can't give you, and that's joy.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy happiness.
Amen.
You can buy a wedding certificate. But that don't change things. The piece of paper. In fact, I don't want to say it. In fact, once you get that contract, it turns things around. Then you really, once you got the contract, then things change.
Amen?
Amen? But the contract God gives us never changes.
Amen.
He said, I'm with you up until the very end, and I will never, ever leave you.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? And I will never forsake you. When you're down and out, the Lord is there with you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm sending the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And he, so the Holy Spirit is a person. He is a person. He will lead you and guide you and show you things to come.
Oh, yes.
All right?
Amen.
So how does it read in Psalms 103 chapter, first verse?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
You know what your soul is? Your attitude. Hello? Your soul is, yeah, it didn't say, bless the Lord, O my spirit. You first have to have your attitude adjusted. You ever see in these bars, they call it attitude adjustment hour? I guess none of you ever went to a saloon. They call it attitude adjustment hour. They're going to adjust your attitude. So you're going to have a few drinks, and all it's going to do is bring you down lower, because alcohol actually depresses people. It doesn't lift you up. You say amen. You get a worse depression than before you went there. So I got good news. You can get high on the Holy Ghost. You can get high on the Holy Ghost, and you wake up in the morning with no hangover. Then you say hallelujah anyhow. No hangovers in the morning. High on the Holy Ghost. So that's why Satan don't want you to entertain the Holy Spirit. Amen. We just got an image, that's all. The Lord said we're made in his image and likeness, but we don't have the likeness, because the likeness is, he told his disciples, I want you to heal the sick. Where does the church today preach about sick being healed? No. You can go to these big meetings and all they give you is a do-good message. But they don't tell you how to get rid of the devil. Well, just smile and everything will be good tomorrow. Give a little smile when you wake. People don't get it. They want to be entertained today. And everybody's a victim. Amen. And if you have the victim message, oh, you'll rejoice. But the Lord said, if I be lifted up, if you lift up Jesus, he says, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. You see, Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And there is an oppression in the world today, but they got the do-good message. I don't have to tell you. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Yes. People sit home and, oh, I don't have to go to church. I watch it on television now. You get oppressed sitting at home. Amen. Amen. Yes. The doorbell rings. The dog is barking. Amen. Your wife or your husband are barking. Hello? The phone is ringing. There's so many distractions, you can't get your mind on the Lord. Do you know what I'm talking about? Amen. I'm talking to somebody here and someone, you that are watching me on the video streaming. I'm talking to you. That's why we're here, to set the captive free. But today they don't want to rock the boat. Fox News, they say, oh, Bill O'Reilly, he's so great. He's the middle of the road. Journalist, the middle of the road. He don't rock the boat.
Amen. No.
But some people don't get it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. He compromises with both sides. Oh, what a great guy. He's smart. He's rich. Got nothing against that. He writes a lot of books. Killing Christ. And what are the other books, Kevin?
Killing Kennedy and Lincoln, I think.
Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln, Killing Christ. And now we have another book, Killing America. No, he didn't write that. I just brought that up. I said, America's being killed. Do you know what I'm talking about? America's being killed. Everybody today, they don't tell you how to get out of the situation. Well, you can buy my book and read it. Read all about it. What's the matter with this book? Is something wrong with this book? But this book ain't going to help you. Unless you get the revelation, can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why Jesus said to the disciples, when you pray, give us this day our daily bread. And he wasn't talking about Italian bread. Everybody loves Italian bread. When he said, pray, give us this day our daily bread. Remember, Jesus told Satan after Jesus fasted for 40 days. And the first temptation was to turn stones into bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
All right? So why would he tell the disciples, say, pray, give us this day our daily bread? Bread, when he broke the bread in the wilderness, they were able to feed 5,000 men, women, and children, so there had to be over 10,000 people. He had to break the bread. Breaking of the bread, give us this day our daily bread, means give us this day our daily revelation.